This is the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
A loaf of bread. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And joining us in studio is criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And he is here to answer your legal questions. And we're going to get to them at 901-3000. Tom, maybe you did something very bad. Maybe you didn't, but somebody thinks you did and they accuse you of it. Yeah, you ever been accused of a crime you didn't commit?
Maybe by your parents.
Maybe by your parents. Who knows where? Maybe you were in New York City and you had 26 grams of marijuana instead of 25.
Maybe you're in New York City and you're a black guy.
And you got a plunger stuck up your ass.
Did you know that the person that's been nominated to be the attorney general, that lady, was the prosecutor on that case?
Really? Abner Louima.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, very nice. Of course, a lot of people thought she was somebody else.
So, hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Adam. And we're going to get to those calls for people who have been accused of crimes, in trouble, need things expunged off the record. You can start calling right now at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866. But before we get to that, Brandon.
Right.
Brandon, who called in. We didn't know he was going to call in. We didn't know he was going to talk about this. So his deal, to make a long story short, is he claims to be a long-time listener of the show, but yet somehow this chick who lived with her parents, more stuff started moving in. The tampons were in the cabinet under the sink. Her toothbrush was sitting there next to his toothbrush. And bang, bang, boom, one day she was living with him, and he was suddenly turned into frog soup. That's what happened to him. And so now here he is at the 10-year mark, and she's getting awfully pushy. She's now 29. So when they first met, she was 19. And so now she's asking whether they're going to get married, and she would like to have kids, and the biological time clock argument has come up. And so the bottom line is now he wants her out of his house that he owns. And, of course, I'm sure he'd just like to pack her things and lock the door and throw stuff out the second floor window, but he can't do that. So, all right.
We also mentioned she was a Jewish chick, right?
I didn't even know that. Remember, we don't know her name.
Actually, we do.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to know her name.
Okay.
All right. So the bottom line is...
I saw a picture of her.
Well, we're not supposed to be talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Some people are a little overzealous in doing their research, and then they share something with you that they weren't supposed to be looking at themselves, and then you share it on the air. Okay, look, bottom line, let's not get distracted. All right, let's say, and again, we have to take him at his word, because I never believe these guys. When they say they want to move them out after 9 years, I really don't think they have the intestinal fortitude or the testicular fortitude to make that happen. But let's take him at his word, okay? Let's say a guy has had a chick living in his home. In this case, he's been dating her for 9 years. She's been living with him for 4 years. And now, you know, she's waking him up and wanting to have sex with him and stuff when he doesn't have a condom on, things like that.
Take that slimy thing off.
That's right. Or, hey, don't bother. Just plunge right in. All right. Let's say he wants her out. Now, back in the days of, you know, Katharine Hepburn movies and black and white films, back in the day when somebody wanted someone else to get out of the house,
right,
you pack their things into a suitcase or a valise. Does anybody have valises anymore in old movies?
I like
they
it.
All had a valise.
I like it when they had in the old movie that the wife would catch the guy cheating, and she'd be throwing his clothes out the second floor window.
Right.
And he'd come home, and all his shit was like on the lawn, and she'd be yelling at him out the window while she was throwing the stereo and whatnot.
Right.
Those days are over.
Well, that's my point. We have this situation where she's living in this house. She hasn't paid one penny towards the mortgage.
Of course not.
The phone bill, the cable bill. She does pay for groceries sometimes, but primarily he's been supporting her now for 4 years. Now, we'll get to the palimony question in a moment, but let's first talk about, all right, you want her to move out. You can't just throw out. You can't just change the locks. You can't throw her stuff out the window. So let's go step by step. If you have somebody living in your home, you're not married to them, and you want them out, how do you get this done in the 21st century?
Well, I think that there definitely is a doubt in my mind that he really is serious about getting her out.
I said that already, and we're going to take him at his word.
We're gonna let that one slide.
For the purpose of this conversation.
Yes, I understand.
Because even if he's not serious about it, somebody out there has this. I've had this problem, okay? You've got somebody living in your house, and you want them to leave.
You've got a year and a half worth, as I recall.
And you tell them, I want you out of my house, and they don't go. You take them to a couples counselor, and you say to the couples counselor, I have a message for her, and I want you to tell it to her, and here's the message. I want you out of my house, okay? I don't want to be in this relationship anymore.
And she responds, well, what about you, Tom? What
have
you
done?
What about
what you did wrong? What about you? This is not a debate. You know, fine, I'm wrong. Everything I ever did was wrong, so it's time for you to go. Why are you putting up with it? All right, point is, let's say there's somebody listening who has a woman living with him, and now it suddenly hits him. She wants to get married, or she wants to have babies, or she's about to turn 30, and the biological time clock is ticking very loudly. How does a man today go about getting a woman out of the house?
Well, you know, like we said, you can't just throw the stuff onto the porch or put it all in a valise. And by the way, it's worse for this guy because he's had it for 9 years.
Right.
But even for a short period of time, if a woman is sleeping over at your place, she may have acquired tenants' rights. And people say, yeah, but we don't have a lease and she never paid anything. That doesn't matter. That's not the point. If she's moved in, she has rights. And you guys may not believe this, but it may actually be necessary to evict her. Now, you talked about some stuff over the years, Tom, where you wanted someone out and you turned off the heat and you turned off the gas and you turned off the various utilities.
Turned off the water.
I don't know if that's even going to work anymore. Women are so all over the place now. It's so
understood,
bizarre.
But one thing I knew about that chick that I was with back in the day was that, you know, I was the one who put the deposits down on all these utilities.
Right.
And I knew that she didn't have the money to do that, and she didn't have the wherewithal to do it. She'd always had roommates or girlfriends.
So she was no match for you.
No. So when I started turning off the gas, and then turning off the landline, and then turning off the heat, and then she just started wearing a jacket around the house, I turned off the water. And the point is, ultimately, when I turned off the electricity, that was the day that she left, finally. I turned off the cable.
The electricity did it, huh?
I told her, if you want cable, go to the cable company, pay the deposit. Go get the cable box, pay the deposit on that, and have the bill put in your name. You can have cable TV. As your roommate, I'm not going to object to that.
Right.
But I'm not going to pay for it.
Right.
So the bottom line here is, here's this guy, he's paying her cell phone bill, he's paying the electric bill, he's paying the cable bill, he's paying the mortgage with no help from her, the utilities, water, gas, he's paying for everything. So now he wants to get her out. So all right, he wants to evict her. See, and he's also saying that he wants to try to avoid, I know what he's trying to avoid. He's trying to avoid the screaming and yelling.
The big confrontation.
Trying to avoid the neighbors calling 911, saying there's domestic violence or whatever. And I've been there. I know what he's going through. And I managed to navigate these situations, but all the situations are different. So if he wanted to get an eviction, What happens? How do you do that? And not only that, but you know, this could cause a scene. So what do you do?
Well, the bottom line is that he has to stop kidding around about it. He has to tell her in no uncertain terms that he wants her out. And you saw, Tom, that he's not doing that. He's still sleeping with her. He's still trying to make nice with her. And she's going to be very upset. And I've had several divorce cases where the wife just didn't get it. And she wouldn't leave. And you actually have to do it like a landlord-tenant eviction. And, you know, there are a lot of ramifications now. Obviously, if you're married, you sue for divorce and splitting your property. But you see now that even in the cases of people that aren't married, there are a lot of questions of promises made and equitable arrangements. And although he says that she didn't pay any contribution to the house, I can tell you that's probably not going to be her point of view. She's going to come back and say, you owe me money. I remember you told a very sad story where you had an ex-girlfriend come and you made her special meatballs and you did all this effort for her. And right in the middle of this supposedly rekindling evening, she turns to you and she goes, you owe me money, Lycus. And you actually kind of gave her a check and told her to get lost, you know. You'd be surprised that she may remember things a lot differently than he does. And although she was working for a low salary or whatever at a supermarket, she may think that she's got something coming to her. And then there's a whole separate part of law which relates to what you talked about with palimony, where the woman says, you know, you promised me things. And this is not a couple of weeks where she moved in. He's been with her for almost 10 years, right?
They've lived together for 4, and the relationship has been about 9, according to him.
That's a very long time.
Right.
She's going to be pissed off. Women are loving you until you break up with them. Then they become super vindictive.
If she walked into a lawyer's office and she said, you know, I've been working at this supermarket cashier
supporting
job,
him.
Or preparing for, you know, marriage and children. And I was not planning on working my whole life. I was planning on taking care of kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm living in his house and he's paying for everything.
And he promised me that he was always going to take care of me.
Right.
He promised me that he loved me and that he was going to buy me things. I helped him pay for medical school that he went to, and now he's dumping me on the side of the road. That's not fair. And that's the reality that he faces. I mean, this is a very, very tough situation. This is going to be a serious problem where he is going to have to protect himself. He can't just, like you say, throw her stuff out on the porch. He's going to have to get an attorney. He's going to have to serve papers on her. He's going to have to show her very ruthlessly that he wants her out. And you have to know, Tom, that, you know, women bat their eyes, and she rubs up against him, gives him a blowjob, and all is forgiven.
Right.
There's no fortitude. We were talking before, you and I, about that whole 9 years, 10 years thing. And women are ultra aware. I saw a conversation, text messaging between two women that was done on the husband's computer or whatever, and he had a copy of it. He showed it to me. Where they were saying with remarkable sophistication, well, we're only married 8 years. I can't stand him, but I'm going to hold up for 2 more years, and then I'll divorce his ass so I can get lifetime alimony. I mean, they're very aware of it. And when a guy comes in and puts his foot down, you'd be amazed at how quickly a woman can break down his resistance. And start, you know, sweet-talking him. Oh, come on, honey. I know you don't mean that. Blah, blah, blah. And somehow they're able to turn that around. And so you really need to pull the trigger. I have a lot of cases where a person calls me, particularly guy, and says, look, this is it. I can't take it anymore. I'm done. You won't believe what she said, what she did. You file it. You prepare it. And then a couple of weeks later, a couple of months later, I'm trying to take care of the case, and she turns around and says, put it on hold for a while. I can't deal with it right now. We've been getting along a little better. I don't know. We're going to go to therapy. I mean, people always are hesitating like that. And the danger is that connection towards getting close to the 10 years thing. You know, when you start intermingling your money, even if you're not married, then you can have a situation where, wait a second, you know, think about the practicality. It's not just the house. You have a joint account. You're sharing different things. You're talking about him paying for the groceries, but maybe he's putting money into her account or he put her on his account. They have a joint account. All of a sudden, she says, you know, we've been sharing money for years. Now, he may have an account with, you know, a couple of $100,000 in it that he has been saving for a long time, and she's going to turn around and say, hey, you know what? That should be half mine. And I've seen it where, as a preemptive strike, I've seen this a couple of times recently, where the woman, as her first act of the divorce, takes out all the money from an account. And the guy's got an account with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in it, a business account or his own savings, and she grabs that, transfers it to her mother or something, puts it somewhere, and then says, okay, now we can get divorced. And the guy goes, well, you had no right to that money. And you see the personality where the woman says, you got to be kidding me. I'm not going to say that. That's mine. You know, I'm not giving you half of that. That's mine. And the woman has an attitude which is unbelievable entitlement, where she's just like, you know, like she can't even believe that he's even questioning it. Of course it's belongs to him, you know. That's amazing. I've always seen that where you say, how could you have done such a thing? And the woman just says, ah, too bad. Too bad.
All right, so what he has to do is he has to go and treat this like an eviction case. So he has to hire what kind of attorney does he hire, and how does he go about this?
Well, he needs obviously someone such as myself, a family law attorney. He needs to deal with the possibility of what she's going to turn around with. You know, a lot of times, I know this sounds crazy, I once saw this movie where they brought a badly injured Muhammad Ali like $10,000 in cash and made him sign a release. That was in a movie about Don King on HBO. And sometimes that's a really good idea. So it may be appropriate to go in with her and to, rather than try to evict her and do it really nasty, to tell her, look, we had a good 5 years together, whatever it was. I still care for you. You know, as a token of my esteem, I want to give you $10,000, literally, and give it to her, and I want you to sign this release, and that's sort of your exit cost, you know? If you play it right, that could work. On the other hand, she might get really insulted, and she might feel like, you know, she's got a lot more coming to her or whatever. It depends on the personality and how greedy the person is. But at the very least, he's got to get rid of her. He's got to get her out. And he's got to get her disabused of the idea that she has rights to the place. I mean, you know, you can say to a person to be decent, look, I think you should go. I'm going to give you a week to get your stuff together. As I recall, you had this negotiation for a year, Tom.
Year and a half?
Year and a half. And then you eventually even got the woman an apartment, as I recall.
I did.
And you, like, called a moving truck.
Right.
And kind of made the whole conversion happen. Maybe that's necessary in an extreme case.
Now, it's possible, though, the person will just say, I'm not going. And what happens then?
Then you got to evict her. Then literally go to court. I will, you know, complete this for you. And you're going to have the sheriff come and take her out, like as though she was a tenant that wouldn't leave. And that's going to take a couple of weeks to take care of. That's not so simple.
And during that time, any number of things can happen.
Yeah,
start
tearing out the walls.
That could happen. That could happen.
No, it's true. People are really crazy.
Right. And by the way, think of the point of view of some person who moves out of their parents' place into some guy's place, lives there all these years. This is home. She doesn't have an apartment. She doesn't have her own life or anything. Never did. Never
well, see,
had
that's
her own
what's
life.
Really crazy what he did. I mean, if you get involved with someone when they're 19 and then you're carrying them for all those years, I mean, I think you made a comment in the past hour. You said to him, you know, she spent her a third of her life with you.
Right.
But that's not a joke. And if you look at the other thirds, one third was when she was a child, under 10,
right.
And the other third was with her parents. So she has some kind of an expectation. Something you talked about in the past, Tom, you were saying that if you take a woman from abroad and you're paying all her expenses, you bring her to America, you get her legal here, et cetera, you've established the precedent in that relationship where she has a fair expectation that you're basically going to pay everything there is to pay. So this guy is with this woman for the past 10 years. She does not understand what it means to take care of herself. So when he tells her, you're going to have to get your own place, you're going to have to, you know, pay the rent and whatnot, she's looking at him like she doesn't even know what he's talking about. And, you know, that obviously opens up a lot of very, very difficult possibilities.
Is it possible? this term palimony.
It's not a joke, Tom.
I know. I mean, is it possible that she could just, stand up for herself and say, I'm not going, and I had an expectation that we were going to be together forever, and therefore I'm not leaving, and that's that. And then if they try to evict her, she has some kind of a legal offense that she has a right to live
with. Yes, it's actually a civil case. And it's not so much, you know, her situation. It's what she's going to claim he said. So she says that she depended on his claim that he would always take care of her. On such and such day, he said, honey, if you live with me, I'll always take care of you. And so she gave up her opportunity to go to college. She was going to go to medical school. She was going to be a nurse. And now she gave it all up for him. So now he throws that away. She expects compensation. And we're talking about a lot. I don't know his financial situation, but she's going to want big money if she can get
it. Well, he makes $100,000 and she makes $20 an hour.
Well, there's the inequality between the two of them. So she comes in crying. He's got all these assets and I got nothing. It's not fair. He promised me he was going to take care of me. So, I mean, he's just not thinking straight. What can I say?
Yeah. All right. So, Brandon, you need an attorney. All right. We have an attorney right here. You need an attorney. All right. Bottom line. All right. We want to take care of that because we have a lot of people who held over from the previous hour. And we wanted them to have an opportunity to find out what would happen to Brandon, you know. But you are here to talk about criminal law, and that's what
believe
we're going
to do. Believe
it or not. Yes. That is what we're going to do here. What did you have on the docket for tonight?
I was going to talk a little bit about stereotypes.
Yes.
You know, we have certain stereotypes in life, and you see how people actually follow them. And sometimes, perhaps, the reason that stereotypes exist is because they have a lot of truth to them. But one of the things that's really funny, and certainly in our conversations in the past, Tom, we talk about people being their own worst enemies and so forth. I had two really interesting ones this past week that were similar. I had a guy who was accused of domestic violence, that he had beaten up his wife, and it was his whole case. And I had another guy, unrelated, who was involved in some kind of road rage case, where he got out of his car and started pounding on another car. He felt that person had cut him off, and he ended up threatening them and bashing and breaking their windows. This was pretty severe because the person was actually a woman, and she had her child in the car, and here's this guy attacking the car. And what was funny is that in both cases, they both freaked out on me. I was talking to this one guy, asking him questions, and all of a sudden he started screaming at me, and he's like, F you, how dare you, who the hell is that? So I said to him, listen, I think you have an anger problem. And he goes, F you, I don't have an anger problem, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my. That's a problem.
The other guy, the one who smashed the car, I said to him, I said, you know, you really acted crazy. You know, were you drunk or were you on drugs or whatever? He told me, no, absolutely not. You know, how could you even ask me that? But then later on, he admitted to me that he was, actually.
Jesus.
It's really funny because I've had a couple of clients that were involved in different kinds of fraud and, you know, financial crimes. And then they were also dishonest with me, which I guess makes sense, right?
Well, it does. Now, hey, hold on to that thought because we got to take a break. We've got a long way to take a break. We're going to continue with Adam Sachs.
I don't know more breaks, Tom. I don't know.
No, we got to take breaks. We'll just keep going, but we got to take breaks. It's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. He'll be answering your questions. Here's free legal advice for you at 901-3000, Tom. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000. 3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys, let's talk about Step-Ups. That's Step-Ups top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New Normal
Rock. Attention readers, if you're a fan of thrillers like Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code, you won't want to miss this. It's The Simulacrum by Brad Seggy and Linda Yesick, a fast-paced conspiracy thriller that'll pull you in from the very first page. Follow the story of a duo that discovers a secret society of scientists who've been falsifying records, calling into question one of the most important scientific theories of mankind. Kirkus Reviews says, The Simulacrum moves at a brisk pace, with short chapters, snappy dialogue, and great chemistry between the two leads as they jet from one destination to another, one revelation to the next, one precarious bit of danger after the other. The Simulacrum, a quick-moving thriller with an intriguing scientific mystery. Available at Amazon for just $9.99 paperback and $3.99 on Kindle and Nook. That's spelled S-I-M-U-L-A-C-R-U-M. The Simulacrum. This thriller delivers.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show, the bonus hour at 901-3000. Tom, if you're listening at about 6.55 p.m. on Tuesday on the West Coast, 9.55 p.m. on Tuesday on the East Coast, this is a live bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs answering your legal questions for free at this number, 901-3000, Tom. 901-3000, Tom. You can dial in and talk to Adam right now at 901-3000. 866. Well, I told you to hold that thought. Let's pick up where we left off here because we just had to take a break at some point. But anyway, yeah, go right ahead.
Segment's getting longer and longer there, Tom.
They haven't, and I'm working later and later. That's what happens.
It's like no rest for the weary, you know? I know you're especially tired
Literally. Today. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so what happens, I think, is then people do things in their own circumstances. They are absolutely consistent. So when I have somebody who's involved in a fraud and he's defrauded, for example, the government or his employer or something, he also defrauds me. He writes me bad checks.
Right.
He screws around. I mean, the last person that you want to screw around with in that way is your lawyer. I mean, I have essentially his life in my hands. And it's like a woman. He literally can't help himself. It's just the way he does things. And like I said, here's a guy who I'm dealing with this situation, who's involved in a road rage or in the domestic violence thing, and I'm saying to him, do you have an anger problem? And he explodes with anger, and he's screaming at me, how dare you say that to me? I'll kill you, you know. So, you know, you see how people are very much, you know, in their own little worlds, and they sort of repeating the things and doing the kinds of things that they do. You know, it's funny, Tom, because especially you have been on the radio doing this, you know, Lycus 101 for a very long time.
16 years, to be exact.
That's no joke. So, 16 years, that's good. You know, I talk to the guys, and, you know, one of the big openings that when someone calls me is they say, you know, I heard you on the show, I love the show, big fans of the show, blah, blah. And then they launch into a story of how they basically did the opposite of every single thing that you ever told, you know, to do. And it's amazing. And the, and even like this guy from last hour, you know, lived with the woman 9 years, you know, in his house, let her move in, doesn't use birth control, whatever the story is. And it's like, you know, he's actually saying, I know I'm not supposed to do that. I know you're against that. I know that's against the Lycus rules. I know I screwed up. I'm sorry. And it's like they can't help themselves. It's terrible. And I think that, you know, when I was talking about my experience with the stereotypes, you know, there really is something to that. There definitely is some kind of a vibe where as much as these guys are seeing red flags and they're aware of how serious things are, they know that they can't help themselves. They can't get out. They don't know how to break it off. They're scared. There's definitely also just kind of an over-familiarity type of thing. When you talk about having been with someone for a long time, which might be a year for some people it's 10 years, the idea of having to sort of meet someone new, kickstart your life again, and, you know, starting with a new partner, new sexual partner, is very, very hard for a lot of people. Seriously. It's actually impossible for a lot of people. They're too afraid. They're too confused. They're not really confident of themselves and so forth. And they will stay on essentially a sinking ship beyond all, you know, rationality. And the things, you know, that, you know, getting worse and worse and worse, and they're getting in deeper and deeper. And then I'm talking to them in the same way that you're just talking to this guy. And you're saying to him, dude, you've got to get out of this. And he'll say, yeah, you're right, I know. Yeah, yeah, you're right, I know. And then it's like, you know, well, what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to get her out, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. And then you can tell. I mean, even guys are telling me, you know, they're going to send me a check next week and hire me and, you know, start dealing with it. I can tell from a lot of them that, you know, they're just not going to. And then I do hear from them, you know, a year later when things are now absolutely catastrophic, where things were pretty bad before, and now they've gone to the point of complete insanity. And that ends up being this kind of switchover. And it's a terrible thing. It really is. And it really hurts people to delay, and it makes everything much more complicated. And that's how things start to really become completely out of control, where you're in a situation where now you can't get her out. She's laying claim to all your different aspects of property. You've gotten past the functions of time, where it's now, you know, way beyond 10 years, and you can, you know, get zapped for lifetime alimony and so forth. And you see how people fall into these things very unintentionally, and they'll even say to you, I knew that. That's amazing to me. They'll say, I knew I shouldn't have. I knew it was 10 years. I heard this voice in my head keep telling me, I've got to get out, I've got to get out. And I just didn't do it. I couldn't do it. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know, you're kind of in the distance as a stranger to these people. They're listening to you on the radio. They feel that they, you know, they like you, they love you, they know your information. They've never met you, though, perhaps. But they have people, Tom, in their life. They have their father, they have their brother, they have other people telling them, you got to get away from this crazy woman. I mean, I got to say, Tom, and we've seen this, you know, when a woman calls 911 on you, I mean, that is it. That is it. I would never tolerate that. That's the end of that. And here's a guy who's telling me, oh, yeah, the cops are here every weekend. So he's getting into some BS with his girlfriend every couple of days. Cops are coming, arresting him, letting him go, not arresting him, arresting her. And that becomes part of the normal fabric of their relationship, which is astounding. And then it ends up being something where charges eventually are pressed, and now the guy loses his job, he loses his professional licenses, he needs to spend, you know, $20,000 on a criminal defense lawyer, and of course he doesn't have anything set aside, and he's not completely unprepared. And the woman might even be telling him she wants to drop the charges, and they can't be dropped. And it's like he's gone beyond the point of no return very, very quickly. And from the guy's point of view, when I talk to them, they always say it like it just happened unexpectedly. And they say, I never would have thought that I'd be in trouble with the police. I never thought I'd get arrested like this. I don't know how this happened. And the comedy is, it's like you had every indication in the world for years. And it's amazing it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about red flags, and it's obvious to me many times the red flags are right there.
No shit.
Right there.
No shit.
And it's the frog soup analogy that we talk about all the time. A lot of these guys have been turned into frog soup. They had no idea it was coming.
Oh, man.
But it happened. And then what?
Frog soup.
Frog soup, exactly right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Adam. You may have issues. Maybe you want to get something expunged off your criminal record. Maybe somebody's accused you of a crime you didn't commit.
Always falsely.
Well, and maybe you did it, but you don't think they can prove it.
Maybe
okay,
you did it and you don't remember.
It's up to them to prove it. Okay, and that's what Adam is here to do for you. Our number here, 901-3000-TOM, for free legal advice from Adam. It's 901-3000-866.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills. And it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. C-O-S-T-L-O.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino show. Especially when they're talking donkey sex.
I told you to jerk him off slowly. He's looking for a cigarette now. It's over. Can't you see how you fucked us up? How many times you twist while you're jerking them off?
17 minutes past the hour now. It's the Iris of the Morning program. Well, you know the wetbacks do that all the time when they can't get their hands on actual cock. They go right for the donkey.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
You know, the mules are hung even bigger than those Negro.
The Gary and Dino Show.
Warner now is sports.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Foco Liz is back with brand new additions to the Foco clothing line at FocoU-FocoMe.com. T-shirts, tops, tanks, and accessories for both guys and chicks, all designed by Liz and made with high-quality materials. Grab yourself a classic tee in sizes small to double XL. Or check out the accessories, including wristbands, hats, bags, and more, for you or to give as a gift. It's all Foco, and it's all at the right price. Show your support for an original P1 who has not only supported the show for years, but has fed the content kitty with those gems you'll never forget. Show her some love at FocoU-FocoMe.com. Today, it's the complete line of everything Foco, but the ceviche, of course, at FocoU-FocoMe.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. It's a bonus hour. Actually, it's more than a bonus hour now. We are here with criminal defense attorney Adam Saxon. Adam, if people have legal issues, how do they get in touch with you?
You can give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you. Toll free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I answer my own phone. You can also check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And I love email. Send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
It's that simple. And, of course, Adam is here with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Every Tuesday, it begins around 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino. We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer. It's
done, Doc.
Beer Magazine. Continental Resources CEO Harold Hamm ordered to pay nearly $1 billion in a divorce judgment.
This is
to his
the,
wife of 26 years.
This is going to break the records for the most ever.
Records.
The Hamm is about to go ham after he delivers this check.
Yeah.
$995 million is basically the entire wealth of a majority of Africa. And this dude's about to hand it over to some broad.
Yeah. The Hammer points out this is not a good-looking broad. By the way, married 26 years. Maybe she was hot back in the day.
No.
I don't know. No, you don't think so?
No.
Never.
No. This is the judge by the Hammer, and the answer is no. Mm. He says no. I say no.
All right. We should point out that just his stake in the company alone is apparently worth nearly $14 billion.
Right.
So
the news of the judgment sent Continental shares down 1.6% to $54.22 per share.
It'll be all right.
The shares have also lost around 30% since July 1st, in step with the tumbling world oil prices. That expected to go back up sometime in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, Hamm will be filthy rich again.
They say for years, Sue Ann Hamm was actually an executive at Continental. So she actually did some work. It could have been.
And then he met her.
Could have been a dopey job.
The question I have for the Hamm man.
Yeah.
Did he meet Sue Ann while she was an employee, or did he marry her and then make her an employee?
Well, you do the math. It was 1988 that she was working there, I guess. So. Or 1988 when they got married.
He brought her on then.
Yeah. Brought her on. I guess Steve Wynn agreed to transfer $11 million in his divorce settlement in 2010. That was a big one.
That was huge.
Right.
By the way, that was to his ex-wife, Elaine. And she may or may not have. I've spoken to her on the phone. Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful story about a dopey guy in China who wanted to propose to his girlfriend.
Gosh.
Bought 99 iPhones.
Yeah.
And then arranged them in a big heart.
Yes.
And then got the girl inside the big heart with him, surrounded by friends. Popped the question. And she said, fuck off. She didn't quite say that.
What he ought to do is take the 99 and luff balloons himself right the fuck out of here, this fucking idiot.
By the way, they were sixes. He paid a lot of money for them. They're expensive as hell over there. Worth about 82,000.
82,000. That's a lot of yen.
Right.
Tell you what.
Some serious shit.
That's a lot of dumb. D-U-M.
This is bad. Apparently long-term marijuana use now linked to abnormalities.
What?
In key brain regions.
What?
Brain region associated with decision-making and addiction. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
This explains a lot.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it just does explain pretty much everything you need to know. Let me go over Link's, this again.
Link's heavy long-term use of marijuana with smaller volume in the orbitofrontal cortex, you motherfucker.
Mm.
You don't know about this?
Well, it's the risk reward network that's instrumental in our motivation and decision-making and adaptive learning. I don't even know what the fuck that is, so it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. 48 adults, apparently, involved in this study had smoked marijuana 3 times a day for 10 years
oh, no,
on average. Me. 10 years.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Did they do
and
a study on
cocaine? Then they compared them
cocaine?
To 62 complete non-smokers, and that's what they found. No cocaine cocaine study yet.
How about vaping?
It's coming soon.
They got vaping in it?
They got vaping. Finally, a pig alert for you. It's Jocelyn Kano. We featured her before. She is a fitness model, a ridiculous fitness model. Yes, I know. Her cans are fake. Get past it.
Whoever's complaining about that's an idiot.
But she's going high on the angle for the selfie. It's a work of art, in my opinion. I don't see how you could disagree. You got to be insane. Say whatever you will, you dopes. It's unbelievably awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah. It's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary's Dino.
I love it.
Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system, so it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter, so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box.
This is the new normal.